quite possibly my last homily as a deacon, so that's pretty rad. Perhaps this will come as no surprise today on the last day of my assignment with all of you, but I've been thinking and praying a lot about priestly ordination. The promises I will make, where will I put my hands when I prostrate on the floor during the Litany of Saints? What if I trip going up and down the stairs of the sanctuary? All important considerations, maybe not as important as the promises, but important nonetheless. Even more so, though, I tend to think about beyond May 23rd. Things after I get ordained that I'm excited for, that are things I have hope for. Celebrating my first Mass, traveling to be with classmates in other dioceses on the day of their ordinations, becoming a parochial vicar of 9 parishes, becoming a high school chaplain. Things in the future. Things that, despite being genuinely excited for, if I'm being honest, feel worrying because they are in the future, because they don't exist yet. So I don't actually know what they will be like. But still, I churn these thoughts around in my head on a spin cycle, and I begin to think about all of the ways that they could go poorly. And quickly, my hope and excitement are replaced by fear and anxiety. I was struck by this, especially in the first letter from St. Peter that was our second reading. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. Well, St. Peter, I'm kind of looking around and I'm actually beginning to think I don't have a whole lot of hope right now. Certainly not hope to explain because of the fear, because of the anxiety. The trouble, though, my brothers and sisters, is that I think all of us from time to time, misuse the gift of hope that we have received. Or certainly we speak about it with a lack of precision that doesn't help our hearts. We take hope, which is meant to be this gift from God of confidence in His goodness and the fulfillment of His promises, and rather than rooting that in trust in the risen Jesus, we supplant Him for earthly things. I look at the future and I place my hope in these things of the created world. Maybe if my first Mass is beautiful and I chant everything perfectly, then my family members who have left the faith will come back. Maybe if I come into my new pastorate and preach amazing and show everybody just how likable of a guy I am, no one will be upset that 5 of our 9 parishes don't have Sunday Mass. I take the goodness of God and I replace it with my own power and earthly realities. And I allow my hope, this supernatural gift from God, to be stifled and boxed in by things that I think are under my control. I slowly, well, oftentimes quickly, allow these things to become like little idols before me that I spend more time thinking about than I do of God and His goodness. This thing will convert my family. This thing will heal the pain of people I care for. And now don't hear what I'm not saying. Of course, many of these things are of God. The mass, of course, is of God. But none of these things are God. God alone is God. And I realize that that might sound like a pedantic distinction to make, but I don't think we always behave that way. I certainly don't. And as St. Peter reminds us, it is He, it is Christ, whom we must allow to be Lord of our hearts. It is Christ crucified alone, whom we can place our hope in. Because it is only the promises of His life, death, and resurrection that we can hope for. And it is the sweet fragrance of our risen Lord that will guide us through the uncertainty and fear of future things if we would just place our trust in Him. Jesus Himself tells us as much in John's Gospel. I will not leave you orphans. He said this to the apostles at the Last Supper, and He says it to us now, in this place, and in every Mass, at every time and place across the world, as in a few short moments, He will stoop down to be with us again under the guise of bread and wine. So let us come to Him, begging for the grace to allow Him to be the singular source of hope in our lives, that we might receive the promises He never ceases to fulfill.